Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
The changes that could be on the way to Dublin's portal installation. It operates in effect after Dublin City Council. These changes could happen after Dublin City Council said there had been some inappropriate behaviour in front of the live video link between Dublin and New York. As I said, it was launched just last week by the Dublin Lord Mayor. Two portals form part of the public art project aiming to unite citizens via technology on either side of the Atlantic Ocean. The Dublin portal is located between O'Connell Street and North Earl Street in the city centre in the capital. Our reporter Una Kelly is there and she's with me now. Una, what's it looking like now there?
Well, Cormac, if anyone was expecting those technical solutions to be something like barriers or security, that's not the case. It is a pretty eye-catching circle here, maybe about 12 feet tall, and there's maybe around 80 or so people gathered here. The time I've spent here throughout the afternoon, there was a pretty consistent crowd, and they're just watching the people in New York who are near the Flatiron Building around the Broadway District, while Dublin is being streamed to them. Now, last night, the council did confirm it would have to implement technical solutions to deal with the issue of some inappropriate behaviour, as the council called it. Now, we understand that those changes to the system mean that any images that are held up to the camera won't be visible on the other end. There was one man here earlier who was holding up a banner with his number on it, hoping that somebody in New York would call him. He did tell me that no one so far has called him, so it may be the case that people in New York couldn't actually see that. And as I said, now when you approach, if you're on O'Connell Street, you can't help but notice the crowd that gathers around it. It is strangely mesmerizing to stand before it and just watch people in New York going about their day on the streets. And some people I was speaking to here today said they'd been standing at the portal for half an hour or more. And in terms of behavior of people that I've seen, I did see one person giving a rude gesture, but most people were in flying form, either waving to people in New York or dancing, trying to get them, dancing with them. And here's a bit of what they had to say.
We're just up from the day from Clare. We're up on a school trip and we didn't think it would be open. So we were very happy to see it open, and it's brilliant. It's bringing a lot of people around. Yeah, we heard about, I saw a video on TikTok of people holding up a photo of 9/11, and I saw a video of a man pulling down his pants in front of it as well. But hopefully that'll stop now that it's back up and running. You wouldn't get that in Clare, no. They should send the portal down to Ennis.
Can you describe, when you're looking at the portal today, what you see in New York?
People going about their day. You can see, you know, they're waving back. I saw someone holding up their dog there a while ago. People dancing. And they're just interacting with us and we're interacting with them. It's nice to see.
I just think it's really cool. And we were doing the Macarena and we were doing rock, paper, scissors with them. And it's really nice that you can do stuff like that. And hopefully, I saw people giving their numbers and their Snapchats out and stuff, which I think is a nice idea as well, because you can connect with other people.
Do you think it was foreseeable that some people would try to do something offensive?
100%. I'm surprised there isn't graffiti or anything on it, or because everywhere, like, there's going to be bad things with everything. I'm surprised it's still up, to be honest.
I think it's an interesting idea, you know. But I was out here the other day with the guards and they said they were having trouble because people are abusing it and doing rude and unkind things and whatnot. And they were saying, look, as if we don't have enough real problems, now we have to kind of keep an eye on this, you know. So I understand they're going to modify it a little bit, is that right? In order that it, I'm not sure how they can alter the rude things that, you know, could be shown, but it's a nice idea.
You were holding up a banner there. Can you tell me about that?
Oh, I was holding up my FaceTime and my WhatsApp number just to see if someone there would call me.
I think the portal is so cool. It's so lovely. I think it's such a nice way for us to communicate with other people around the world. You know, hopefully I find new friends through the live thing, but for now I think it's great, and I hope no one breaks or nothing like that, because you know how Dublin can get, but I think it's great. I think it's really giving like new technology type stuff.
Were you disappointed about people holding up certain images and that?
Oh, 100%. 100%. 100%. I have a lot of morals and I stand up for a lot of stuff. And some of the stuff that they did, I do not appreciate at all. Like, I think it's foul, absolutely. I think what they should do is be respectful of the people there, and they'll be respectful of us. And, you know, it's just reciprocal, you know? Yeah.
Everyone's happy. I can see people doing the Mexican wave on the other side, which is strange. It's good vibes all around.
There had been incidents where people were holding up things that could be offensive and that kind of thing. What did you think of all that?
I saw, but I think that's just because it's only new. People are going to try and crack their joke and see what they can do with it. But like that will die down over time.
Do you think it was foreseeable that that kind of thing would happen?
Oh, 100%. It's the Irish humour, I suppose. Yeah.
Do you think this is the best location for it?
Yeah, directly beside the spire. You had the big needle and now we have the portal. What else do we need?
I think it's very cool, and I think it's a very cool addition to Ireland, like just to Dublin, for the people to say hello, you know. It's packed and everyone's so happy and the vibes are great and everyone's having a great time, and you can see it's bringing the mood up in the country. Like, it definitely is. The capital's booming, like everyone's loving it.
Did you hear about people holding up certain images that were offensive and just doing
Yeah, well, there's always going to be people that ruin stuff, you know. That's why sometimes we can't have nice things, but look, the guards and stuff are sorting that stuff out, so it's going to be nice when then people are sorted out and know where they stand, you know.
There you have it, the Dublin New York portal. Some of the thoughts there from people gathering at the portal in Dublin City Centre, finishing that report by Una Kelly. But you're sending your text to 51551. Such a bad image for Ireland, says this listener. Such a pity a small number of bad people can do this. Of course, we all know the problems with O'Connell Street and such a stupid decision to put it there. So is it a stupid decision? And is it a stupid decision to put it there? 51551.